FedEx doubles down on cargo handling capacity with new facility at Detroit Metro. By Kristen Rindfleisch. In a move that reinforces Detroit's role in national and global logistics, FedEx has completed a $423 million cargo ramp facility at Detroit Metropolitan Wayne County Airport, DTW. The new facility consolidates operations from three separate buildings into one modern building and doubles the company's package sorting capacity at DTW. The project is a partnership between FedEx, Wayne County, the Wayne County Airport Authority, and the Hillwood Sterling Group. Airport leaders view the development as a reflection of DTW's growing influence in the freight and logistics sector. As Michigan's largest airport, DTW plays a critical role in the U.S. economy, keeping businesses connected and people moving, says Wayne County Airport Authority Chief Executive Officer Chad Newton. By supporting the expansion of FedEx's operations at DTW, we're showing the value of not only our airport, but also Wayne County and Michigan, on a global scale. Spanning 75 acres, the expansive new facility includes four buildings with more than 375,000 total square feet of space. There is also 1.47 million square feet of new concrete pavement and a fully integrated system of roadways, taxiways, and utility infrastructure. Key components include a state-of-the-art sorting center, an administrative building, an aircraft apron, connector taxiways, dedicated parking for 400 employees, and a new utility corridor, all designed with a focus on efficiency and sustainability. Airport authority officials emphasize how the project aligns with broader regional economic development efforts. This type of facility signals to the local business community and corporations considering a move or expansion that our region can handle all air cargo needs, explains Wayne County Airport Authority Chief Operating Officer June S. Lee. As a member of the Detroit region Aerotropolis, the Airport Authority works closely with our partners to attract development near DTW and Willow Run Airport. The successful completion of this project with FedEx supports our mission. Previously, FedEx operated out of two manual sorting sites in the Detroit area, one at DTW and one offsite. The decision to consolidate was largely driven by an FAA-required taxiway realignment that would have significantly reduced aircraft parking at the company's previous site at DTW. The old facility was very antiquated and did not allow for future FedEx expansion, explains Nathan Summers, project manager with Kimley Horn. The new facility is on the southeast corner of the airport, providing significantly more space for future expansion. The fate of the former FedEx building is still under evaluation, but the airport authority is considering repurposing it for internal use, pending a full assessment of its condition and suitability. Project owners Hillwood Enterprises LP and Sterling Group with tenant and operator FedEx led the development of the new cargo facility, with the Wayne County Airport Authority overseeing airport coordination. Gaffari Associates provided architectural and sort system design, while Kimley Horn handled civil and site engineering. The Christman Company, in joint venture with Brinker, was the construction manager at risk. Angelo Iafredi Construction served as the site work contractor and self-performed earthwork, installation of underground utilities and light-duty concrete paving for the landside concrete, Superior Road, and ground support equipment area. Ajax Paving Industries completed the airfield paving and asphalt work.
Aligned vision. As the state's largest airport, DTW prioritized retaining FedEx, the world's largest express transportation company. We consider ourselves a gateway to Michigan economically, so with a lot of businesses that travel through here and a business that works here, having the number one express transportation company here at DTW is very important, says Michael K. Jackson II, Senior Vice President of Planning and Construction, Economic Development, Concessions and Environmental Services for Wayne County Airport Authority. For us, it aligned to keep that business here in Michigan. Keeping FedEx at DTW strengthens its cargo operations and supports broader regional development efforts led by the Detroit region Aerotropolis, which has been actively working to expand logistics in the area. The cargo ramp facility project supports that shared vision and reflects successful collaboration. This all aligns, Jackson says. We're excited that we were able to work together on this project. The primary design goal was to create a state-of-the-art, fully integrated facility that consolidates multiple cargo handling functions into one cohesive location. Drawing on lessons learned from a recent FedEx facility build in Ontario, California, the team focused on efficiency, especially the seamless transfer of packages between aircraft and the sort facility. In addition to the main sorting facility and administration building, the project included support infrastructure like a vehicle maintenance and vehicle wash facility, a generator building, and covered storage for ground equipment. For the primary building, designers specified a two-tiered exterior wall system, durable concrete at the lower level to withstand wear from tugs and trucks, and lighter metal panels on upper sections and the administrative building. This approach aligns with FedEx's design standards, which emphasize functionality, with prominent company signage.
Interior finishes also followed the carrier's standard guidelines.
We worked with our interior design team to pick out the best materials for the admin building, both with a longer lifespan and definitely taking advantage of the recyclability of the products, says John Nimri, senior aviation architect with Kafari Associates.
Built for throughput and efficiency. The new facility combines FedEx operations in Detroit into one automated sort facility on airport property.
The modern, scalable operation offers more capabilities than the previous facilities, including support for perishable and oversized shipments.
It's also higher tech.
Enhanced technology streamlines package sorting, tracking, and processing, including the use of automated sorting systems, real-time tracking, and advanced data analytics to improve efficiency and accuracy, comments FedEx Senior Vice President of Network Operations Ken Wilson. The fully automated sorting system is capable of processing up to 12,000 packages per hour, double the rate of the company's prior on-airport building. It is so key, the project team designed the building around it, rather than designing a sort system to fit inside the building footprint. With 7 aircraft gates, 6 wide-body positions, and 1 designated for Boeing 777s, the new configuration significantly boosts FedEx's ability to handle both domestic and international air freight. This is key for a large, fully integrated express carrier like FedEx with a network serving more than 220 countries and territories and moving nearly $2 trillion in goods annually, Wilson notes. More warehouse space and improved loading/unloading infrastructure were added to streamline operations and decrease turnaround times. The Detroit ramp processes one of the highest daily outbound freight volumes in the U.S., and a larger sorting capacity was needed, Wilson says. Investing in automation and enhanced sorting capacity for this location was key to better serve FedEx customers in Detroit and beyond. Thinking outside the box. To improve work conditions inside the new sort facility, designers took inspiration from previous projects and specified translucent panels for the exterior walls. We put a lot of openings up high to allow natural light to come down and give the employees a sense of not just being inside a big box, Nimri explains.
The administrative building also emphasizes daylight and comfort, with offices located upstairs and a large light-filled break room on the ground floor.
The entire site was designed with future scalability in mind, including apron space available for potential expansion. As future demand grows, the site can easily be expanded to the east, says Henry Becht, Kimleyhorn civil engineer and designer for airside components at DTW.
Sustainability efforts were guided by LEED-focused goals and efficient site logistics to support airside and landside operations.
The project team coordinated closely on incorporating energy-efficient systems, optimized building envelope performance, and smart logistics integration elements that contribute to a more sustainable, high-performing facility, says Ahmed Garamun, project controls manager with PMA Consultants. Where appropriate, the new buildings include regionally sourced materials. Where feasible, designers specified low-flow plumbing fixtures, energy-efficient LED lighting, and natural daylighting. Providing natural light helped us reduce the lighting loads on the building, Nimri explains. Mechanical systems for the sort facility were designed to meet standards of the American Society of Heating, Refrigerating, and Air Conditioning Engineers, but achieving higher efficiency was challenging because airside doors are often open. Environmentally friendly materials were prioritized, including low or no VOC products, recycled content in the metal wall panels, and a light reflective PVC roofing system to mitigate heat island effects.
Contractors used recycled materials to create FAA service roads for the project site, specifically Michigan Department of Transportation 21AA crushed concrete aggregate for the base. Putting Detroit on the FedEx map.
In addition to supporting logistical and operational needs, the new facility also emphasizes Detroit's strategic importance within the FedEx network. Because DTW is one of the busiest airports in the country and offers extensive cargo handling capabilities, it's an ideal location for a FedEx ramp to efficiently handle a large amount of air freight, Wilson explains.
Having a presence in Detroit helps FedEx enhance its operational efficiency and better serve its customers.
By consolidating all sorting activities under one roof, the new facility streamlines the process, shortens sort times, and enhances overall reliability and efficiency. Though it shares features with the recently constructed FedEx facility at Ontario International Airport, ONT, in California, the new DTW ramp facility stands out for its larger size, more than 375,000 square feet. Designed to meet FedEx's evolving operational needs, it also represents the next generation of mid-sized, high-efficiency facilities and underscores the company's ongoing investment in expanding and modernizing its North American network, Wilson notes.
Site work and paving precision.
Ajax Paving and Iafredi Construction handled the paving, placing more than 114,000 cubic yards of concrete and 43,000 tons of asphalt. The project included 108,411 square yards of 21-inch pavement and 21,016 square yards of 14-inch concrete produced by Ajax's portable on-site batch plant. Additionally, Superior Concrete produced the concrete mix for the 18,985 square yards of 10-inch concrete and 94,000 square yards of 8-inch concrete pavements. Having two portable batch plants, one from Superior, one from Ajax, was crucial to maintain the work schedule and quality of the mixes required. The project schedule could not have been maintained without them, says Jim Thompson, Director of Project Management and On-Site Project Manager for Iafredi. The on-site batch plants also provided teams with a consistent supply of concrete needed to create the required pavement thickness. The use of an on-site batch plant provided the ability to modify moistures that change within the raw materials, such as aggregate, on a load-to-load basis, which aided in providing a consistent finished pavement, comments Pete Mann, Senior Project Manager with Ajax Paving. Careful coordination with batch plant suppliers facilitated timely concrete deliveries for scheduled placements. With Iafredi and Ajax often pouring on the same day, paving superintendents worked closely to manage truck access and washout areas. Access roads were also strategically planned and maintained to provide stable routes for batch trucks. A constant, steady flow of concrete was important to the quality and production. Communication with the batch plants to make adjustment to the delivery spacing of trucks was important, recalls Thompson.
Adding vital infrastructure was another key component.
The coordination and installation of the electrical and site utility infrastructure, along with the aircraft apron paving, were among the most impressive elements, says Steve Buzin, project executive with the Christman Company.
The apron consisted of an 8-inch lime-stabilized subgrade, 8-inch aggregate base course, 5-inch asphalt layer and 21-inch concrete surface, an intricate buildup that required precision and sequencing.
Ajax used a combination of dump trucks and agitators to supply concrete to Gamaco GP4 slipform pavers, which placed 21-inch thick Portland cement concrete pavement in sections up to 40 feet wide. A dedicated Erie Strayer dual drum batch plant was established on-site in 2024 to produce the FAA-compliant P501 mix. Gamaco rubber-tracked placers provided efficient concrete distribution, even at low slump levels. Mann notes that using a spreader plow, rather than an auger, had several advantages, including faster width changes, lower power consumption and operating costs, and enhanced safety relative to other concrete spreading options. Maintaining concrete mix properties and controlling paver speed were essential for keeping slab edges within specification. Although 21-inch metal forms were kept on standby in case of edge slump issues, they were rarely needed.
Thompson credits that to the diligence and expertise of Ajax.
Mann explains that the concrete mix included well-graded aggregate and was optimized to respond to vibration, ensuring crisp edges and minimal edge slump. Its responsiveness allowed for proper consolidation with lower vibration, reducing surface wear while achieving a smooth, consistent finish. During production, over 600 individual aggregate gradations were performed, 2,860 flexural strength quality control specimens were broken and over 3,000 individual quality control slump, air content, unit weight, and concrete temperature tests were taken, he summarizes.
On-site management and logistics.
Construction of the new FedEx cargo facility occurred November 2022 to October 2024 under the watch of construction manager.
At Risk Christman, Brinker Joint Venture.
Key milestones included the installation of fencing by September 2023 to reclassify the project site as a non-air operations area, drying in the building by November 15 the same year to enable installation of sorting equipment, and completing all airside paving during the 2024 construction season. To avoid material delays, Christman and its trade partners prioritized early procurement. They stockpile concrete materials up to a year in advance, and coordinated with electrical vendors and utility providers to mitigate long lead times, especially for specialized components sourced internationally. Vertical and horizontal projects occurred simultaneously to speed overall progress. While the building core and shell took shape in 2023, utility installation and subgrade work were completed to prepare for the 2024 paving window. Crews used a combination of drone imaging, building information modeling, BIM, coordination models and digital field management tools to track progress, identify issues early and streamline field reporting. Drone imagery was also valuable for stakeholder updates and logistics planning, views and comments.
Minimal disruptions.
The project team used traffic simulation modeling to minimize disruptions and plan airfield movements on nearby UPS and SkyWest aprons during construction. We had to identify solutions to maintain adjacent tenant operations at all times, remarks Kimley Hornsbecht. One solution involved temporarily widening the UPS entrance so aircraft could operate to multiple apron parking positions using a single access point. Digital modeling was used to make sure a large spoils berm at the south end of the site would not obstruct sightlines from the air traffic control tower.
The airport modified its east entrance to help UPS maintain uninterrupted operations during construction.
FedEx continued operating from its existing site on the opposite side of the airfield while the new location was readied. Aircraft departed the old facility following an evening sort and arrived the next day to the new facility, where FedEx had already relocated their support equipment, Becht comments.
It was a pretty efficient turnover.
A temporary air operations area fence installed around the project allowed most of the work to occur outside the secured airfield area.
The contractor didn't need to badge all employees, which improved workforce flexibility and efficiency when transporting materials in and out of the site, says Becht.
An existing airside gate was also relocated to maintain secure and efficient access on the west side of the site.
Stakeholder collaboration.
There were many participants that needed to coordinate during the project: FedEx, Wayne County Airport Authority, the City of Romulus, where DTW is officially located, and numerous consultants and subcontractors. Weekly meetings with the Airport Authority, as well as separate sessions with UPS and SkyWest, which had aprons adjacent to the project site, helped minimize disruptions to existing operations.
The project is a testament to successful cross-sector collaboration between FedEx, Wayne County, and the Wayne County Airport Authority, Wilson comments.
FedEx is deeply appreciative of the collaboration with the Wayne County Airport Authority and the City of Romulus throughout this project.
Successful efforts like this require strong collaboration among all stakeholders, each bringing unique expertise and needs, Jackson notes.
When teams work together, diverse priorities can be aligned and achieved.
You really do have to have a partnership with everyone to make a project like this successful, he comments. We even had the support of Wayne County Executive Warren Cleage Evans and the Wayne County Commission, which made our goals easier to attain.
Thompson emphasizes the collaborative nature of the project and the team's ability to solve any issues that arose.
A project of this magnitude has daily challenges that had to be overcome to make this project happen, he remarks. Everyone's efforts allowed us to turn over a high-quality, on-time project to the owner.
This was truly a team effort, and I am very proud of the team we put together.
Local economic impact, broader significance.
Large FedEx locations like the new facility at DTW generate significant economic benefits for their surrounding communities, strengthening the regional supply chain and supporting broader economic growth across the area. Currently, FedEx employs nearly 3,500 people in the Detroit region and more than 6,500 statewide, with plans to grow the workforce as demand dictates.
Cities like Detroit that house significant FedEx facilities experience the direct impact of its capital expenditures, purchases with local suppliers and economic activity indirectly generated by the company's extensive shipping, logistics and business services, Wilson notes.
The facility not only increases FedEx's capacity but also reflects a larger shift in air cargo operations toward automation, sustainability, and scalability.
DTW is now home to one of the most modernized ramp facilities in the FedEx network.